Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to help your relationship? You got to get something out of the bedroom. It's not technology. It's probably not what you think it is. It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix. And Matthew McConaughey is making the rounds. He's got his new book out that he's promoting, Poems and Prayers, which I highly recommend listening to it on audio.
It's the dog, right? Get the dog out of the bedroom.
Because his voice. No, he's talking about how getting the king-size bed out of there helped his 13-year marriage, because now they've downsized to a queen bed. Here he is talking about it on The View.
We go to a friend's house when we were first about to have kids, and he had these two king-size beds. And you waking up and you're going, oh, hey, honey.
Yeah.
About 20 feet over there.
Yeah.
Not productive for snuggling. Drop down to queen-size bed. It's good for your marriage.
Good for your marriage.
Here's the thing.
See?
You're wrong, Matthew McConaughey.
No.
You are so wrong.
How are you gonna come out on this radio station and say Matthew McConaughey is wrong? The man knows what he's doing.
How do you sound like him?
It's pretty really, easy, isn't it? You just drop it down.
I know his down, S's down sound, his S's are like S, like it's soft S's. Yeah. That was actually really good radar. Here's why he's wrong, because sleep is where it's at. You want to get sleep. When you start a relationship, you're all about like, all right, let's cuddle, let's lay together. No, now you're hot, now you're sweaty. And I've got to tell you too, having gone through the bilateral mastectomy and the reconstructive surgery, and now being in menopause and joints feel different and all that stuff. And sometimes my hands go numb when I'm sleeping. Don't worry, I've gone to the doctor.
Oh my gosh.
It's because it water retention. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a whole thing. And you want to get your sleep. And I feel like sleep is what's good for a marriage. Being in a smaller bed? Whose side are you on? Do you agree with me or do you agree with Matthew McConaughey? 414-432-1099. Join the show. You can call. You can text in. I really think it's about having a little bit of space.
No, I kind of like the queen-size bed because then you can get all snuggly. You know what I'm saying?
There's a time and place for all that. But then there's a time for we're
space.
Sleeping. We're sleeping.
The time for snuggling. The time for space. Claire's on line number two.
Do you agree with Matthew McConaughey that says to save and help your marriage, you should be sleeping in a queen bed? Or are you like me and you think this guy is talking crazy and that it's all about having your space so you can get a good night's sleep and be in a king size bed like we're in?
Oh, I am totally on your side. I need a king-size bed because I don't want anywhere to be near my husband while we're sleeping.
No, wait a minute. The reason I have a queen-size bed with my wife is, oh, it was all snuggly and everything when you first got together, you first got married. Now you say you need your space, huh?
Oh, I definitely need my space. I don't even want to practically know that he's there.
Oh,
like,
my
I just.
God.
You know, I just know in the back of my mind that there's somebody, but I don't want, I need my own side. And we have sides, you know, you've got to.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah.
When you go to a hotel, you always stay on those
That's
sides.
The same side.
So what
stay
if your husband wants
side.
To roll over and be like, hey, baby, what's up?
Oh, no, he knows better.
He knows better. You have to take an Uber to get to me because I'm so far away.
That's right. Yes, right.
You got to send a text. Hey, you up? That's how things happen in the bedroom. So funny. Claire, but I'm right. I'm there with you. Like I was explaining before. Now, after, you know, the bilateral mastectomy and the surgeries and stuff like that and just menopause and the joints and aches and pains, it's like just, I mean,
everything,
heat. I'm sweating.
Right?
Like,
you know what?
Just give me my space.
Yeah, that was the thing. You get a queen bed and it's when you first get married and I found out, like when Jess was younger, it's like, oh, I want to cuddle. I want to snuggle. Oh, I'm so hot. Now the roles are reversed. The big time roles are reversed. Now I'm always chilly and I go, babe, you want to snuggle a little bit? No, I'm hot. Oh my gosh. Turn the air on. I know it's 43 outside, but I'm hot. I'm hot now. Menopause. Ugh.
Oh, no matter what time of year or what's going on with the weather, I always have the fan on, and it's on like 2 every time. So,
amen, sister. Yes. And I'm sorry, sleep is priceless. And when everyone gets their sleep, everybody's happy.
See, exactly.
Yeah, that's why I'm calling out Matthew McConaughey. I know he's romanticizing it, and I love Matthew McConaughey, but come on, man. Come on.
Y'all got
Everybody wants their space when you get to a certain age.
All right.
There's a time to play, and there's a time to sleep. Claire, thanks so much for calling. Really quickly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you so much for calling in. We're going to go to line number 2 here. We've got Amy from Oconomowoc. From Oconomowoc, you're disagreeing with me and Claire. You agree with Matthew McConaughey to help your marriage? You need a smaller bed?
Yes.
Team Radar and Team Matthew McConaughey. What do you got?
Of course,
Why?
The guys are like, yeah, That's we right. need to cuddle up.
We like to get close.
You know what? I agree in some areas of being hot, but I've been married 29 years this month, and we've always had a queen size bed.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
And yes, there are times where, you know, we'll start with snuggling, and then I'm like, okay, I'm hot, because I have the same thing going on.
You know what I mean. Get those fans on.
But, you know, yep, I'm like, just move over, and there's no insult for that.
Oh, no, for sure.
You're good. And then all of a sudden, when you're not, boom, you're done. That's it. Quick cutoff.
There's a time and place for all of it. There is. Because I feel like even my husband would say, if we were in a smaller bed, there's nothing worse when, I mean, I'm a mouth breather. It is. You know,
I'm a drooler for some reason.
And you get right up in their face. Like, don't you feel like you have those moments where you have to roll over because you're breathing in the morning breath?
Well, we pretty much sleep the same direction. So
Do you sleep butt to butt? Yeah.
You know what, you can breathe
that way.
And really, I will say, though, there's one point about in the smaller bed, you can't go to bed angry if you're literally butt to butt with that person. At that point, you might as well just roll over and talk to each other.
See, what I'm trying to say is you got to pretend you're in the bed with Matthew McConaughey, and then you want to snuggle all night long.
Well, and I got to tell you, we've got a text here that came into the show. Thank you, Amy from Oconomowoc, from Nikki Panico. You know, she's the executive director of Susan G. Komen. We've got the walk this weekend. We're excited to see her. She texted in this morning to the Siding Unlimited text line. If you're having problems with your significant other, you need much more than a queen size bed. LOL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know the Browns outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.